Just go ahead and find a comfortable seated position. Either you're on your chair or on the floor, one that allows your back to be upright yet relaxed. You're sitting in a chair, allowing both your feet to be flat on the floor to create this sense of grounding and connectedness to this earth. Tucking your chin down slightly towards your chest and allowing the crown of your head to reach for the sky to elongate your cervical spine. Allowing your shoulders to fall away from your ears and bringing a sense of ease and relaxation down your arms and into your hands that are resting either on your thighs or knees. And then maybe taking a couple of nice deep breaths in and out to allow you to fully arrive here this evening. Letting go, if you can, any worries or concerns of the day just for this next little while. And if it's comfortable for you, you can allow your eyes to close. And if not, you can just create a soft gaze down towards the floor about a foot or two. And just taking a moment to check in with the quality of your body right now. Beginning at the top of your head and scanning downwards, just noticing any areas that might be feeling tense or stressed or loose and free, spacious, open. And just meeting whatever it is that you find in your body in these moments with as much gentleness and kindness as you can. Scanning from your head down into your torso. Down into your hips and pelvis. Down into your legs, your knees, ankles. And into your feet. And just appreciating, if you can, this body that we have in its abilities and its imperfections. And then taking a moment to notice the quality of your heart right now. Being aware of any emotions or feelings that might be present for you in this moment. And no matter what is there, it's totally okay and welcomed here tonight. There's no particular way to be or to feel right now, except for what you're feeling and experiencing. And again, just noticing whatever is there with as much compassion and kindness as you can. And then taking a moment to be aware of the quality of your mind right now. Is it racing, full of thoughts, planning, scheduling? Or is it a little bit more open and spacious and a few thoughts running, but not many, or somewhere in between? And again, meeting with whatever you find with gentleness and kindness. Whatever the state of your mind in this moment. And if you're advanced in your practice of meditation, you can tune me out if you like. But if you're new to the practice, what we're working with here is cultivating this ability to just notice moment to moment what is present for you. Noticing sensations in the body or thoughts that are moving through the mind and emotions or feelings that arise. And just noting that they're there at this point, not attaching or creating a story about what's happening or following what's happening in that way. The way to bring yourself back into the present moment is to do so with an anchor. One anchor is that of your body, the sensations that are present in the contact between your hands and your thighs or knees, for example. Just noticing warmth or coolness or sensation of tingling or vibrating. Another anchor is that of the breath, noticing the inhalation and exhalation through the nostrils or through the rising and falling of the chest or abdomen. Breathing in, knowing that you're breathing in. Breathing out, knowing that you're breathing out. In, out. The third anchor is that of sound. Sounds within yourself or sounds in this room, even sounds outside of this room. Having sound be a mindfulness bell to bring you back into the present moment. So if you're new to the practice, what you're going to discover pretty quickly is that the mind generates lots of thoughts. It's almost relentless and constant. And that's totally okay. It's not a problem. You just become more aware of it when we sit still and pay attention. So rather than being carried away by our thoughts, we notice when we've been off in thought, and then we pick an anchor, whether it be body sensation, breath, or sound, to come back into the present moment. And it doesn't matter how long you've been gone off into thought, that recognition of being off into thought is a moment of awakening. And just gently and kindly bring yourself back to body sensation, breath, or sound. And you might find yourself bringing yourself back 100 times in one 30-minute sit, and that's totally okay. We are training the mind. So that we become master of our minds and not our having our minds or our thoughts master us. So as we watch how life lives through us in this practice, it's really important to cultivate an attitude of kindness, compassion, and gentleness with whatever is arising. It's all totally okay. You find your mind pretty busy, you can just hang out with your anchor for a while and just to steady the mind. We are honing our ability to pay attention to what's happening inside of us, body, heart, and mind. So we'll continue to practice in this vein for a little bit. Just noticing with kindness and care the life within you right now. If feelings of tiredness or sleepiness arise in your experience, it's totally not a problem. It's often a given in the busy lives that we lead. If it would be helpful to you, you can even do standing meditation. It tends to be a little harder to fall asleep when you're standing. It invigorates your body and energy. Or you can open your eyes slightly to let a bit of light inside. If feelings of frustration or impatience are present, it's totally okay. That's why it's called a practice. You can always begin again and recommit to paying attention and finding your anchor. Where is your mind in this moment? It's wandered off into thought. Just gently and kindly bring it back to your anchor. Body sensation, breath or sound. In these last few minutes of our practice together, I'd like to offer these loving kindness phrases to generate a sense of heart into our practice. And if these phrases don't resonate with you tonight, please offer yourself whatever phrases do. If it's comfortable for you to place your hand on your heart to connect a little bit with that energy, you're welcome to do so. May I be happy and peaceful and free from suffering. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May I be healthy and strong, awake and free. I'm just noticing how these words land for you tonight. Whether they do or not is totally okay. May I be happy and peaceful and free from suffering. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May I be healthy and strong, awake and free. Feeling into these well wishes for ourselves. The person that often gets neglected during our day. As we tend to our work or care for others. May I be happy and peaceful and free from suffering. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May I be healthy and strong, awake and free. As we generate this well of love and kindness, may we extend it beyond ourselves to our families, friends, loved ones, communities, this Sangha, to all beings everywhere in all directions. May all beings be happy and peaceful and free from suffering. May all beings be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May all beings be healthy and strong, awake and free. Extending this care to this city, to this state, to this country, to this world. May all beings be happy and peaceful and free from suffering. May all beings be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May all beings be healthy and strong, awake and free. And extending the care beyond this universe into the unknown. Extending this care and kindness and love and compassion for all beings so that they may be happy and peaceful and free from suffering. Safe and protected from inner and outer harm. Healthy and strong, awake and free.